Good Saturday morning. Hey, and welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. I know it's kind of early in the morning, but and you're probably not sitting around drinking anything in any type of adult beverage, unless you consider coffee an adult beverage. But it's time for us to talk a little bit about a cider, a hard cider that we have at Ingles that's using locally sourced apples, and that's Naked Apple Hard Cider. And joining me by phone from Hendersonville, or probably Flat Rock, is John Coker, and John is the managing partner of Naked Apple Hard Cider. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, no problem. So as our listeners are sitting there, tell us a little bit about the history behind Naked Apple Hard Cider and when this company was founded and why. Like, why did you decide to do a cider company?
Well, the original company got started several years ago with the idea of making an organic fresh cider.
Okay.
And
was that a hard cider or just an apple cider?
No, it's an organic fresh cider,
okay.
Not hard cider.
Okay.
Two of my partners got paired up with a local farmer, but over the course of several months, they found out that there just was not enough organic fruit available to make a go of it.
It's hard to grow organic apples. I know that it's very challenging to grow organic apples because, especially in this area, there's a lot of pest issues and disease issues because of rain or drought, right?
Absolutely, Leah. So the guys had to come up with a plan B, and we, through the Henderson County Ag Office and Mark Williams, two of the guys got connected with some other parties that were in the hard cider business, and the decision was made to go in that direction. The industry's really growing. There's a lot of activity in this area, and there really wasn't a Henderson County commercial brand that is fully integrated from the orchard all the way to the customer. So it seemed like a natural fit for Henderson County to have a brand that it could call its own. So we went into business. There are four partners and four, really, we're the four primary employees of the company.
Oh, so there's only four employees of the company?
Correct.
Okay. So everybody's doing everything, right?
Well, everybody's doing everything. We do hire out some contract people when we need them. And so that's really how we got started. We went into business of April of 2013, went through the licensing process at the federal and state levels, and got through that process in December of last year, went into production, made our first shipments in May of this year. So we're really a newly launched business.
At what point did your products start being sold at Ingles?
Well, Ingles was really some of our first shipments that went out in probably mid-May to June of this year.
Okay, well, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's nice to support a local company. And like you said, the whole cycle from the Henderson County apples to your product and to be able to buy them in stores. So we're really happy to have you there. And I know a lot of customers are really excited about that, too. How many Ingles stores are you in? Do you know?
I just counted this morning. We're up to 22 stores.
Perfect. Mostly in Western North Carolina, John?
Correct.
Great. Well, we want to talk a little bit about, you know, we've been talking about the hard cider. Many people don't really know what that is. They know, like what you talked about, the fresh cider. What is hard cider, if you had to define it for someone?
It's actually fermented apple juice.
Okay. And how long does it take for that to ferment?
It's a process that takes several months.
Okay. And are you doing that all in Hendersonville? Is that where that's being done as well?
Well, our office and our production facility, they're actually both located in Flat Rock.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Just outside of Hendersonville.
Okay. And do you offer tours of your facility? Is that like, can people come down and take a look at what you're doing or?
Not yet. We do have a tasting room in our long range plan.
Okay.
But we're really a commercial operation. We're just not set up currently to have tours.
Okay.
We hope to have that in the future.
Sure.
But we're just not there yet.
I want to make sure we mention to folks that they can find your website as Naked Apple Hard Cider. So nakedapplehardcider.com. And it is one of, anytime folks that you try and look at a website that's beer or wine, you're going to have to punch in your birth year so that you have to be of legal age to look at the website. But John, you've got a really nice website there with lots of information on it. So if as people go to the website, they can find out about your ciders and what sort of a events you're involved with. And we want to, of course, mention, since folks are listening to this this weekend on a Saturday, they can find you later on today. They'll be able to find you at the Wine and Food Festival, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what exactly are you going to be doing at the Wine and Food Festival?
Well, we will be actually tasting our two styles of cider, which are Wicked Peel, our original flavor, and Blackberry Gold, our apple blackberry blend. So we'll be at a tasting. We'll have a tasting booth set up in conjunction with our distributor Empire, and we will be actually selling bottles as well.
Great. So make sure, folks, if you are you're going to be at both the Wine and Food. Are you going to be at the Grand Tasting? The Grand Tasting, right?
Correct.
Okay. So if people, I don't know if tickets will still be available. You might be able to buy those at the door, but be sure and go to AshevilleWineAndFood.com for more information about that. The Grand Tasting is being held at the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Asheville from 1 until 6, or about 1 o'clock might be for just the VIP tickets. But you'll be able to see Naked Apple Hard Cider there. Stay tuned as we talk more with John Coker of Naked Apple Hard Cider. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. And today's show, we're talking with John Coker. And John is one of the managing partners of Naked Apple Hard Cider. They're out of Flat Rock. I was saying earlier Hendersonville, but close, out of Flat Rock, North Carolina. And what's unique about Naked Apple Hard Cider is that they're using Henderson County apples to make their hard cider. And hard cider is an alcoholic beverage. It's a fermented apple. John was telling us, technically, it's a fermented apple juice. So we're going to talk with John about the whole process. So, John, what is the process for Naked to turn those apples into the apple juice and then into the hard cider? Walk us through that.
Well, the first part of the process is we contract with various growers around. Plus, we provide fruit from our own orchard. We bring those into the plant in apple bins. We actually grade them out, wash and clean them. They actually go into a machine that functions as a chopper. So if you can envision dropping a whole apple into a chopper, it turns it into an apple sauce tight consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Then we take that fluid mixture and pump it into a press where we add rice hulls and we press the actual juice out of the pulpy mixture.
So why do you have to add the rice hull? You said like rice as in like grains of rice?
Yes.
Now,
well, the rice hulls function in two ways. Number one, they give the press something firm to press against, and they're also hollow,
okay.
So they provide an opportunity to for the juice to flow out of the press.
Okay.
So it improves our yield.
Okay, got it.
So we get more juice out of the same bushel of apples.
Okay. Then what?
Once that process is completed, the juice that drains out of the press, we pump into bulk containers where we begin the fermentation process.
And how long does the fermentation process take?
Can take up to several months.
Okay.
There are some variables, including temperature, but in general, the process should take several months.
Now, I know like with things like with beer and wine, there can be difference in taste if you ferment it in different kinds of like containers, whether it's like stainless steel or are these fermented in metallic or stainless steel casks, or how's that done?
No, we use bulk containers that are lined with an oxygen barrier plastic.
Oh, okay. And this whole process, I know one of the things that's appealing to a lot of people is that cider or hard cider is gluten-free, right?
That's correct. It's naturally gluten-free. It's not a grain.
Okay.
So it's a product that does not come from a grain.
And what percent alcohol does the resulting fermented hard cider have?
6%.
Is that something like, do you have to work to get it to that 6%? I mean, what happens if it gets to like 7 or 8%? Is it not good, or how does that work?
You really start at the beginning of the process. You measure the Brix of the incoming fruit.
And Brix is a level of sweetness or natural sugars, right?
Correct. And that determines pretty closely what your final alcohol content will be.
And are there certain varieties of apples that you guys, like to use more, or like what? How do you decide that?
Well, we take a mixture of what we can procure from the farmers. In the last crop year, we used a blend of Gala, Fuji, Golden Delicious, Granny Smith, and Rome, with a few stamens mixed in.
Okay.
The traditional cider apples are very hard to find. There are just not many that are grown in this area.
Okay. And so we were saying earlier that you have two different types of hard ciders that people can find at Ingles, and one is the original Wicked Peel hard cider, and the other is the Blackberry Gold hard cider. So how does that differ, the process differ between that and your original?
Well, the Blackberry Gold is a blend of apples and Henderson County blackberries as well.
Okay. At what point do you add the blackberries in?
They're blended right before bottling.
Okay.
So we go through the same process to ferment apples and blackberries.
Oh, okay. And is that the same amount of alcohol level, too? Is that 6%?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And about how many do you bottle on a daily basis, or weekly, or monthly, or?
Well, really as needed.
Okay.
But in general, we are in the plant, I would say, every other week.
Okay. Great. Great.
We just, we're working on growing our volume. We hope to be bottling every week.
Okay.
But we're just not quite there yet.
So if you're just tuning in, I've been talking to John Coker, and John is one of the managing partners of a small team that runs Naked Apple Hard Cider, and they're based down in Flat Rock. What's unique about them is they are using Henderson County apples, and in their Blackberry Hard Cider, they're using Henderson County apples and Henderson County blackberries. So, John, we have about 30 seconds left. How have consumers reacted when they've met you at tastings and things like that?
Leah, I think that everybody is pleasantly surprised at exactly how good our products are. So we've had nothing but positive feedback from all the tasting events that we've done.
Great.
Just very supportive. People have been very supportive.
And we want to, of course, mention again that to find you all on the internet. Your website is nakedapplehardcider.com. Stay tuned as we talk more with John Coker of Naked Apple Hard Cider. We'll talk about some special drinks you can make with our hard cider. You're listening to the Ingles Information Aisle. If you have questions or comments, go to ingles-markets.com and click on Ask Our Dietitian. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian, and this morning we're taking a trip over to the beer and wine section where we're actually talking about Naked Apple Hard Cider. That's a hard cider, has 6% alcohol, it's gluten-free, and Naked Apple Hard Cider is made in Flat Rock, North Carolina, just down the road from us here in Asheville. They use, what's unique about them is not only that they're local, but they're using local product to make their cider. They're using local Henderson County apples and local blackberries, and the blackberries are in their blackberry hard cider. So we've been talking with John Coker, and John's one of the managing partners of Naked Apple Hard Cider, and I felt bad because we keep talking about him being one of the managing partners, but we should give a shout out to some of the other folks who are involved with Naked Apple Hard Cider. And so we've got Jim Revis, right? And Jim is the head farmer, right?
Yeah, he's our farmer partner and operations manager.
And you also have an acreage of apple orchards yourselves. How many acres do you have?
We have 10.
Okay. And what kind of apples do you grow?
We grow Gala, Fuji, Golden Delicious, and Granny Smith.
Has this been
four varieties?
Has it been a pretty good year so far?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, very, very good so far.
Good.
I think the farmers in some locations have had some hail damage, but I think predominantly it's been a good crop year.
And when will you start harvesting your fruit?
We already have.
Oh, all of it?
Started last week, actually.
Oh, okay, started last week. Okay, great. And then we've got Jim Sparks, and he's one of the other partners. And what is Jim? Jim's on your website. Jim's just holding a glass of cider, but I'm sure he does more than that.
Well, he's PR and sales.
Okay. And then we've got you, and then we've got Tom Davis. And what's Tom's role?
Tom is our business strategy person.
Great. Okay. So sounds like a good team of folks. I have this idea in my head that you all just like got together over on a golf course one day and decided to do that. Would that be right?
That's actually a very good story.
Okay, well, I think because I see a reoccurring theme in some of the descriptions of you folks, and golf seems to be kind of a commonality there, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Two of my partners, Tom and Jim Sparks, actually were in the golf course construction business.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
In a previous life.
Okay. So we also want to mention that in addition to their website, which is nakedapplehardcider.com, you can also find them on Twitter and Facebook if you want to connect that way. One of the things that I saw that was interesting, John, on your website was that you have this tab where you can click on to talk about making some cocktails. We've had Naked Apple Hard Cider at various Taste of Local events. But a lot of times people might be really interested to find out some of the other things they can do with Naked Apple Hard Cider. So you've got some great little recipe ideas here. Is there one that's your favorite?
I think my favorite is actually the Lucky Irishman.
The Lucky Irishman. Okay, so that's...
Which is equal parts Naked Apple Hard Cider and Guinness.
Okay.
Very, very good.
And we've got a recipe for the dry roasted apple that involves vodka and coffee. Now, that sounds kind of interesting. Okay, with, of course, the hard cider. Let's see. I'm looking at these. This one might be my favorite recipe. Let's see. Naked apple hard cider with freshly squeezed lemon juice and apple brandy. Drop in thinly sliced apples and lemon. Ooh, that sounds pretty tasty. Serve in wine glasses or champagne flutes. Sounds lovely.
Perfect for holidays.
Yeah. Are there some other things that you hear from customers or you've tried yourself in terms of cooking or baking with Naked Apple Hard Cider?
It definitely pairs very well with a lot of food options.
Okay.
and barbecue in particular.
Ooh,
it seems to be a favorite for people.
Yeah, I could, you know, and I could totally see. I bet you could even, you know, you can marinate things like pork in beer, and I bet you could probably even marinate it in that blackberry hard cider. That might be pretty good, huh? Could you do that? Make up a marinade?
Oh, absolutely.
That sounds Absolutely. So we want to mention, too, that today we're going on today in downtown Asheville at the U.S. Cellular Center is the Asheville Wine and Food Fest. And we're going to be you're going to have a chance to see if you're going to that or interested in going. Naked Apple Hard Cider will be there. And to go to find out if tickets are still available, you can either go to AshevilleWineAndFoodFest.com. And again, it's at the U.S. Cellular Center. So if tickets are still available, you can go to check out the U.S. Cellular Center and contact them about the availability of tickets. I know there's going to be a ton of different vendors there, probably about 200 vendors. Ingles will be there with a table featuring some of our local partners and our very own Lisa Ronan, who's our chef of our Ingles Chef's Kitchen, will be cooking up some amazing dishes for the VIP lounges of the Asheville Wine and Food Fest. So an opportunity to sample some of the things that our Chef's Kitchen does, since Ingles is a sponsor of this year's Asheville Wine and Food Fest. And I also want to mention that when we do have Taste of Local events, the last few, John has been there, or some folks from Empire Distributors have been there sampling the Naked Apple Hard Cider. So, John, how have sales been going with your products at Ingles?
Very well, Leah. We're very pleased with the initial rollout, and we're seeing a lot of repeat customers come in. And whenever we do these tasting events, we always have people that ask where they can buy it locally.
That's great. And so I'm sorry.
We're very pleased so far.
And you were saying earlier that Naked Apple Hard Cider is currently in about 22 Ingles stores. That's great.
That's correct.
Great. So, folks, is it in a consistent place in all the store in the Ingles stores, John, or is there where should they look for it when they go to Ingles?
You really need to look in the cold box or the cooler section where the large bottle ciders are located, typically on the bottom shelf.
Okay. And how much does it retail for, and how is it packed at Ingles?
It's in a 750 ml bottle, which is a champagne-sized bottle.
Okay.
And it retails for $11.97 and $9.97 when it's on deal.
Great. Well, John, thanks so much for joining us on the Ingles Information Aisle. And folks, make sure you look for Naked Apple Hard Cider at Ingles.